USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is holding a press conference alongside Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis to discuss an amendment to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. The Pennsylvania Republican says more people who exchange assets online, like cryptocurrency, should have to report what they are sending and receiving for tax purposes.
Centralized digital asset exchanges behaving as brokers should be required to report transactions just like other kinds of brokers already do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.